is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
President Obama and President-elect Trump meet face-to-face for the first time in the Oval Office. Both men, bitter enemies on the campaign trail, have said they want a peaceful and orderly transition. Mr. Trump fanned the flames of the birther movement, called Mr. Obama perhaps the worst president of the United States. Mr. Obama called Mr. Trump temperamentally unfit. But things are different now as they gather in the Oval Office.
Ready? Okay. Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues in setting up a White House. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy. And as I said last night, my number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful. And I have been very encouraged by the, I think, interest in President-elect Trump's wanting to work with my team around many of the issues that this great country faces, and I believe that it is important for all of us, regardless of party and regardless of political preferences, to now come together, work together, to deal with the many challenges that we face. And in the meantime, Michelle has had a chance to greet the incoming First Lady, and we had an excellent conversation with her as well, and we want to make sure that they feel welcome as they prepare to make this transition. And most of all, I want to emphasize to you, Ms. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds. Please.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. This was a meeting that was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. We are not going to be taking any questions. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Here's a good rule. Don't answer any questions when they just start.
It's always the last one.
Come on, guys. Yeah, come on, guys. Let's go.
Live from the White House.
Thank you, guys.
President-elect Trump with President Obama after what he called an excellent, wide-ranging conversation. You heard the assembled members of the press trying to shout questions, which were ignored by the president and the president-elect. Mr. Obama said they talked about foreign and domestic policy. He said his number one priority in the coming 2 months is to facilitate a transition that assures President-elect Trump is successful. Mr. Trump called it a great honor to meet with Mr. Obama. He said he looks forward to dealing with the former president in the future and would seek his counsel. I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Right back live to the White House with ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Stephanie.
Aaron, this is democracy at work. One president leaves, one's coming in. So far, both President-elect Donald Trump and President Obama, they seem to be on the same page from what we just heard about making this work, making this transition of power work and uniting the country. We heard from President Obama. He says he wants to ensure a smooth transition of power. It's one of his top priorities. He mentioned that yesterday in the Rose Garden as well. And we also understand that the administration is focused on this transition, and that is the next step. That's where we are. And you touched on some of the topics that President Obama said both men touched on: organizational issues and setting up the White House, foreign policy, domestic policy. A meeting that went a little longer than expected for both of them. But the top priority here, what we seem to be hearing a lot of, what the president has been emphasizing and the staffers here, is that they want to make this a smooth transition.
ABC Stephanie Ramos live at the White House. ABC's Karen Travers is with us live from Washington. This was a meeting that was supposed to last only a few minutes. You heard Donald Trump say it could have gone on much longer, hour and a half, if not more, but that had to be an awkward conversation.
Well, the two have certainly not had very kind things to say about each other over the last year. President Obama has called Donald Trump uniquely unqualified to be president, and Donald Trump has called him a phony and a liar and the worst president in history. But one thing that Donald Trump said that was very interesting, he said he looks forward to talking to President Obama in the future, getting counsel from him. They're now in an exclusive club, 45 presidents, only a couple still alive that know what it is like to step into that Oval Office, have big, heavy decisions on your desk. And I thought that was a humble statement from Donald Trump compared to what we've seen on the campaign trail. And the President Obama did say he wanted to make this as smooth as possible to ensure that Donald Trump is successful coming into the White House. It's certainly a tall order given what they've said about each other over the past couple of months, but now they're in a unique group and they're going to have to work together.
ABC's Karen Travers with us live from Washington, where Trump will also head to meetings on Capitol Hill. Vice President-elect Mike Pence there now. President Obama called it an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump and said his number one priority is a successful transition, because if you succeed, the country succeeds. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.